interestingly enough, when Eileen and I spoke on Monday morning, I recounted to her how I got into coaching. And I think I would just give you a little bit about my background before that, and then I'll tell you how that happened, because it wasn't by design. And my background is in my first career was in the media planning departments of advertising agencies in Sydney and in Australia. And I worked for the largest advertising agency, and I learned about, that's where I first started learning about the human side of things with demographics and particularly psychographics. And we were about planning campaigns and understanding the mindset of the potential customer for our clients. And that fascinated me. So my studies were in advertising studies, but it included that psychological piece, and I loved that. And I did that for a number of years. And I'm not going to give you the leaps between things. I just want to give you, like, the chunks. But I one stage became a national training manager for a contract cleaning company that had a lot of large buildings in Sydney that they serviced. And I had more of a, I would say it was an administrative role. It was not really a true national training manager, but I did get to work with a lot of people who were extremely brilliant, and they had been educated outside of Australia. Many of the people in the contract cleaning industry are highly skilled people who have moved countries for personal reasons, for thinking it would be a better life or whatever situations they were in. And some of them are architects, or they are lawyers, or they are the professional people, very, very highly skilled people who then come to the new country, in this case Australia, and they are not able to practice their profession because it is not licensed, they're not licensed in that country to do that. So a lot of these people were people that were running teams, and I was working with them to understand their needs, and a lot of them didn't speak English or feel confident with their English. So a lot of what I did was help them and support them to become more confident. I gave them access to courses and authorized all sorts of things that would help them and their teams to gain their confidence. Now, none of this has anything to do with coaching. I had no clue. Coaching didn't exist at this point in time. This is the, you know, early, this is way back, 80s, 90s. And for me, I'd never heard of coaching. And then I always wanted to be in my own business, so I won't give you the leap between that and the next piece here, but I started a corporate consulting business in 1992, and it was focused on the C-suite of large organizations and government agencies in terms of being able to take their strategic plan and communicate that effectively to employees and everybody in the company in a way that was very visual and engaging, and corporate storytelling didn't exist at that stage. We really were on the leading edge of that, had employees, was moving towards a $1 million business in 6-7 years of being in business. It was a very fun thing to do on some levels, but I found myself not really happy. And I was questioning, why aren't I happy? I've got money, I've got opportunities, great things happening. But what frustrated me the most was that there was no opportunity for me to have what we did with strategy, with the corporate sort of communications piece, actually stick. And so it was like, wow, I can't do anything. So all of these things were rolling around in my head. And then in 1997, I was staffing on a seminar in Australia, and I was in the back of the room, and there was hundreds of people in the room. There was a process happening where people were lying on the floor, and there was a visualization happening, and it was one of those rare moments where you just had the opportunity to rest as well. And my colleague, who was also staffing, he turns to me, and we're both lying on the floor, and there's lots of us all lying around on the floor in the back of this huge convention center in Sydney. And he says to me, whispers, Carly, I'm bringing coach training to Australia, and I think you would be a great coach. And I looked over at him, and I went, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? I'm a business person. I'm not a people person. But it was one of those moments in my mind that I'll never forget. And so that, he said, well, can I at least send you the brochure when it's ready? I went, oh, okay, all right. So about 3 months later, I get this brochure, and it was timing. Things happened in my business with my marriage and relationship that said it was time. I was looking for something else. And so I took the coach training. It was the first ever live training of any kind offered in Australia at the beginning of 1998 in March, and I did 125 hours of in-person coach training in 3 months. Pamela Rashad, who was the one stage, the ICF president, was my trainer, and along with other people from, at that stage, Coach U, Corporate Coach U didn't exist yet or just was beginning at that point. So I started there, and then I trained with the Australian Institute of Executive Coaching before I've done many things since. So that's how I got into coaching. It was not a direct, I never wanted to be a coach. I never wanted to be in the people business. But you can see by my interest from my history I just gave you that I've always had this fascination and desire, even though it came from me, from a business perspective. So I'm going to pause there before I go on. Do you have any questions about that? Okay, I'll move on. How did that lead into then being a coach? Well, for me, it was very easy to become a coach. I had a full-time business. I was a director. I had employees. I had a growing business. I wasn't happy. So here's something that made me happy. And what I did was I could only take 5 clients on when I was working full-time. And so I had 5 clients my first year in 98. And I think by the end of 99, I had taken myself out of full-time operations of that business and actually sold my half of the business by the end of 1999. And it was easy because I was at the beginning of the profession. I was someone who was sought after to speak in the media. My clients, after a year of coaching, were on some major programs, tracking what coaching was about. It was a very exciting time. And I became part of the ICF. I was the founding director, or one of the founders of the ICF in the Australian and Asian region. I was on the founding board. And so we muddled our way through that to figure out how do we sort of start an association in that region. And that was an interesting thing in itself to be a part of.